This speaker from Ontario, again, has quite a strong degree of twang in her sound. Features to listen out for, perhaps, are what she demonstrates at the end in a word like sorry, as opposed to the more Americanized sorry, and also that about sound that you really hear the Scottish heritage in.
Aya was the infamous princess of the Kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Pelias, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Pelias that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she would no longer appear in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown and Glaucus' head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason's had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There were no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line, ran mad for you, after you, to Iolcus Pelias' palace. More passion than sense. I killed King Pelias to keep you secure. Killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yes. The father I betrayed to go with you. To Pelias' daughters? They'd welcome me with open arms, that glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you. Hurt those I had no need to hurt for you. And in return, you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband. Lucky woman. You could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself. Rootless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats. I'm from a little county called Huron County in Ontario, Canada. It's very rural, so we have a bit of a twang to our talk. And then we say things like, I'm sorry, and out and about. Those are the kind of vowel changes from general American. I don't know what else.